From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's government forces advance. Syrian troops recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday in the latest battlefield success against rebels in the strategically important northwest Latakia province. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of Turkey's border. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in the country, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes. Analyst Alam Payen says growing Russian and Iranian influence in Syria is making Israel nervous.
Russians and Iranians are focusing on those groups which are opposed to Bashar al-Assad. Sometimes they are hitting those ISIL positions, but most of their attacks are on non-ISIL forces which are supported by the United States. There is a fear that probably Iranians will get the upper hand in Syria, and it is going to probably create some problems for Israel, because Israel does not want Iranians to become influential in Syria.
The latest violence comes as the UN works to bring opposition groups and the government to Geneva for a new round of peace negotiations. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, wanted the talks to begin Monday, but with disagreements over who will take part, the start will likely be delayed for some days. Thousands of trainee teachers took to the streets of the Moroccan capital Rabat Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education jobs. Representatives of five major trade unions and youth activists marched to the education ministry in parliament. Protests are one of several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring aimed at improving state finances. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit next month with leaders of 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations that will be hosted by President Obama in California. Mr. Kerry is expected to discuss pressing regional matters, including tensions in the South China Sea. Regional analyst Malcolm Cook was asked if the group of nations speaks with one voice on the issue.
I don't think so. It hasn't in the past, apart from some relatively low common denominator discussions. And Laos is very close to China economically, and as you mentioned, is landlocked, so has no bilateral interest in the South China Sea. So I think as in 2012, when Cambodia was ASEAN chair, Laos would prefer to limit discussions of the South China Sea during its year of hosting ASEAN.
Mr. Kerry, in the midst of a global trip that has taken him already to Switzerland and Saudi Arabia, will continue talks promoting bilateral ties in Cambodia. He'll also meet with opposition and civil society leaders, as well as Cambodia's prime and foreign ministers. The U.S. diplomat will also visit Beijing during the trip, which comes after North Korea drew international condemnation for its recent test of a nuclear device. Free of most sanctions, Italian and French officials are preparing a warm welcome for Iranian President Hassan Rouhani this week. Mr. Rouhani arrives in Italy Monday, where he meets Italian officials and speaks at an economic forum. He'll also hold talks with Pope Francis, becoming the first Iranian leader to do so in almost two decades. On the eve of the trip, the Iranian transport minister announced Tehran plans to buy more than 100 Airbus aircraft and also planes from the U.S. manufacturer Boeing. Results from Portugal's presidential election show center-right candidate Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa winning the presidency outright with at least 52% of the vote.
Enquanto presidente, tudo farei para unir.
In victory remarks, he promised to unite the people, build bridges, heal wounds, promote credibility, and hope for the future. He campaigned on a platform promising stability and consensus building. Many analysts close to the election say he'll provide political balance to the left-leaning anti-austerity parliament elected in October. Protests over the cancellation of presidential runoff elections in Haiti continued Sunday after one of two candidates refused to take part over allegations of voter fraud. That sparked violence. No due date has been set for the ballot. Under Haiti's constitution, a new leader must be in office by February 7, when current President Michel Martelly's term ends. Germany's interior minister Sunday said the country is still taking in some 2,000 refugees a day, but is now denying entry to about 200 others. The tighter border control comes after the EU's top economy last year took in a record 1.1 million refugees and migrants. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.